The bill would place an additional fuel tax of 2.1% for cities and counties along and near Interstate 81. It passed the Senate without the support from David Suderline, whose district includes most of the highway between Roanoke and Christiansburg.
I think once you start going the different regional routes, it's not the way to go.
Supporters point to similar regional taxes in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads and the major highway projects they are funding in those areas. But speaking live yesterday on WFIR, Suderline says it's different here.
We don't have the population or the level of economic activity that Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads do to generate the amount of revenue.
Meaning, he says, area residents would pay more but would see little in return. The bill got nowhere this year in the House, but it was referred for a possible action next year. Evan Jones, WFIR News.